Tempted by the Devil, Chapter 10. When Adam walked without sin in the beautiful paradise, God established a covenant with him called the Covenant of Works. Adam was the head of that covenant of works. If he had obeyed God and his commandments, then he, by the benefits of that covenant, would have merited eternal life for himself. Alas, Adam was not obedient. He disobeyed and ate of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He broke the covenant of works by his disobedience. But there, in paradise, God revealed the covenant of grace. The Lord Jesus is the head of the covenant of grace. There God promised that the Lord Jesus would come. Adam could no longer merit salvation. The entire human race can never be saved by their own works. Still, God's people will enter heaven, but only by grace. Another shall merit this for them. The Lord Jesus would come, and he will be obedient, and not only obedient, but he will also bear the punishment in the place of all his people. Now, the Lord Jesus has come. The devil often tried to hinder it, but he always failed. Yes, when the Lord Jesus was born, he quickly made an effort to murder that child. Herod caused all the children in Bethlehem and its vicinity to be murdered. But the Lord was ahead of the devil, for when this murderous band began their work in Bethlehem, the child Jesus was beyond the reach of the murderers and on the way to Egypt. Thus, that also was a failure. Now the Lord Jesus is a man, 30 years of age. The devil could not stop him from coming. He is here. What must the devil do now? I know that this portion will be a little difficult for you children, but still I must tell you something about it. Give me your best attention. The devil was successful in tempting Adam, the head of the covenant of works. Oh, if he also could be successful in tempting the Lord Jesus, the head of the covenant of grace, the devil would be victorious. Then, not one person could ever be saved. If the Lord Jesus would commit but one sin, he would never be able to merit salvation for another. But he must then suffer and die for his own sin. He could never be the Savior. The devil will try to tempt him. Who knows? Probably he will succeed. He will try his very best. The devil hopes the Lord Jesus also shall be disobedient. And then he will be the victor, and God will be the loser. Children, of course, that cannot happen. God never loses. I will now tell you how the devil attempted to do this. Hearken. A man is wandering through a barren, lonesome wilderness. This wilderness is full of rocks and steep, deep precipices. No people live there because they cannot. Only wild animals prowl about carefully. Still, we see a man walking in this wild territory. Who is he? What is he doing there? This solitary man is the Lord Jesus. In our former chapter, we told you that Jesus was baptized by John. Immediately after his baptism, he left and sought seclusion. Why? Let us read what is written in the Bible. To be tempted of the devil. There, the Son of God wanders about, surrounded by wild animals. He remains all alone for days, yes, for weeks. Alone? No, not alone, but the devil is with him, and he will try to tempt him. Does Jesus eat? No, the Lord Jesus does not eat, for there is no food. The Savior lives there for 40 days and 40 nights without eating anything. Do you still remember that Moses was on the mountain of Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights without eating or drinking? Do you still know that the prophet Elijah fled to the Mount of Horeb because of Jezebel, and that he also did not eat for 40 days and 40 nights? These were wonders performed by God. The Lord Jesus also is in this horrible wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights without food. When these days are past, he becomes hungry, and no wonder, for he has a human body like ours, which requires food. The devil makes an effort to see if he can cause the Lord Jesus to sin. No people are in the wilderness, but the devil is there. Large and small stones lie all over the ground. Suddenly the devil says to the Lord Jesus, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." Satan means thereby, "It isn't necessary for you to be hungry, is it? If you are really God's Son, show it. Let it be seen. Change these stones into delicious, wholesome bread, and eat as much as you like." Yes, the devil was right in that, don't you think so too? It wasn't necessary for the Lord Jesus to suffer hunger, because he was the Almighty God. Still, the Lord Jesus will not do it. Why not? Isn't he able to do it? Of course he is. Because Jesus is not only man, but as I have already told you, he is also God. He can do anything. Later we shall tell you of many wonders which the Lord performed. But here the Lord Jesus refuses to do a wonder for himself. What? Shall he follow the advice of the devil? Shall he show the devil that he really is the Son of God? No. Read the answer which Jesus gives. Jesus says, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." It is as though the Lord says, "No, devil, I do not have to take care of myself. My Father, who is in heaven, shall care for me. If God does not bless the food, it will be of no benefit to me." That applies to us too, boys and girls. The Lord must bless our food. For that reason, we always pray before our meals. Thousands of people do not do this. They do not need the blessing of the Lord. Others are ashamed to do it. What do you do? Are you ashamed too? I hope you are not. The Lord Jesus knows that bread without the blessing of his Father would not nourish him. His Father knows what he needs, and he knows that Jesus is hungry. Shall Jesus provide food for himself? Then it would be as though he did not trust his Father, and that would be sinful. That was just the devil's purpose in this temptation. Do you see how dangerous the devil's temptations are? The Lord Jesus knew the difference between good and evil, but often we do not. Therefore, we must continually ask the Lord for wisdom. The effort of the devil to cause the Lord Jesus to sin has been unsuccessful. Still, he doesn't give up. No, he shall try again in a different way. Who knows? Probably he will be successful the next time. How does he try it? The Lord Jesus and the devil stand together on top of the temple. We read in the Bible on a pinnacle of the temple, which means in front of the guardrail around the flat roof, thus the highest spot of the temple. Wasn't the Lord Jesus in the wilderness? And is he now in Jerusalem? The temple was there, wasn't it? How did the Son of God come to Jerusalem so suddenly? The devil took Jesus with him. They stand looking down. The temple was built on a mountain, thus the temple stood very high. Besides, the walls of the house of the Lord were high. Therefore, they looked down into double depth, a depth so great it would make one dizzy. Suddenly, the devil says, "If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down." We would say, "Jump down." Again, the devil says, "If thou be the Son of God." It is as though the devil says, "Thou dost as though thou art the Son of God. Now prove that thou art." The devil wants the Lord to let it be seen. But the prince of darkness says more than that. The first time the Lord Jesus used a text from the Bible. Now the devil will also take a text out of God's word. The devil knows the Bible, yes, even better than we do. Do you know what he says? Let us read it. "For it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone." The devil means, thou needn't be afraid that thou wilt be dashed to pieces, for God, thy Father, shall send his angels, and they shall catch thee and set thee safely upon the ground. Will the Lord Jesus do it? Will he let the devil see that he really is the Son of God? We would do it, wouldn't we? We like to show off, and we are so glad to be honored and praised. The reason is that we have such a wicked, proud heart. We are willing to risk anything to be honored. However, the Lord Jesus will not do it. He refuses. Why? What would be the difference? That wasn't sinful, was it? Yes, boys and girls, that was sinful because it wasn't necessary. Therefore, the Lord Jesus answers, "Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." Tempt? What is that? Tempting means, in this case, to expose oneself to unnecessary danger. If the Lord Jesus had jumped down, he would have willfully exposed himself to danger, which is sinful. Therefore, he refused. There is a lesson in it for us, children. How often don't we tempt the Lord? Especially the boys are guilty of this. In the winter, when it is just beginning to freeze and the ice is not strong enough to hold you, you will go on the ice. Isn't that correct? Why? Well, your companions can see how brave you are. You will let them see that you dare do it. You think it is brave, but boys, it is not. You are tempting God. If you do all kinds of dangerous tricks, you tempt the Lord. We can tempt God in thousands of ways. How often do you sin in this manner? Take notice of this and stop doing it. Forsake that recklessness. Certainly, what the devil says is true. God shall keep his people. But something else is written with it, which the devil purposely omits. It is this: in all thy ways. The way from the roof of the temple to the ground was down the steps. What the devil wanted was not right, because there was no way there. The devil twists the word of God. He always does. The devil doesn't use the Bible, but he misuses it. This history is full of warnings also for us. This is the second temptation. It is the second time the devil makes an effort to tempt the Lord Jesus to sin. But this effort is also unsuccessful. He will try it the third time. The devil again takes Jesus to another place. Not that the devil has any power over the Son of God, oh no, but the Lord Jesus permits himself to be taken. He goes voluntarily. They both climb a mountain, a very high mountain. We don't know what mountain it was. Probably this mountain was in the neighborhood of Jericho. When they finally reach the top, Satan shows the Lord Jesus all the kingdoms of the world. He shows Jesus all the splendor and the wealth of the world. How he did it, we do not know. The only thing we read is that he showed it in a moment of time. All this power and glory I shall give thee, the Prince of Darkness says. All you have to do is to ask me for it. He wants the Lord Jesus to bow before him on his knees and worship him. The Savior came upon this earth to fight against Satan. He will suffer and die. He will bruise the devil's head. Satan says, "That is not necessary. Thou canst gain thy point much easier. Thou dost not have to suffer and die. Thou canst have it for nothing from me. Only ask me for it, and it is all thine." Oh, this is such a strong temptation. We do not like to suffer pain and distress. If we can in any way, we will try to escape all troubles and cares. Will the Lord Jesus also do this? Will he worship the devil, so he can have everything for nothing, without suffering, and without dying? No, boys and girls, the Lord will not do it. What? Shall he worship the devil? He did not come to ask the devil for a thing, but he came to conquer the devil. The Lord Jesus is filled with holy indignation, for if he did this, it would be a dishonor to his heavenly Father. Now he will no longer permit himself to be tempted. This resounds from the mouth of the Savior: "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." The Prince of Darkness goes. Yes, he must. His devilish plans to cause the Lord Jesus to commit sin have been unsuccessful. He was successful with the first Adam. He was not successful with the second Adam, the Lord Jesus. Disappointedly, he goes away. The Lord Jesus is left alone. Alone? No, not alone. For heaven opens, and the angels descend in the solitary wilderness. And we read, "They ministered unto him." His heavenly Father took care of him. This chapter tells us something of the conflict which the Lord Jesus had with Satan. No, the Lord did not flee from Satan, but he went to meet him. He sought the devil in this wilderness. Oh, the Lord Jesus shall be victorious. He cannot sin, for he is the Son of God. The great Redeemer already was busy in delivering his people from the slavery of sin. He has fought with the Prince of Darkness. For that reason, God's people shall sing eternally in glory to his honor. Now the great question for us is he our Redeemer? If we are not made free by the Lord Jesus from the chains of the devil, no one is able to do it. We, with the devil, will be damned to all eternity. Ask day and night if he will help us. It is still possible, but our lives are so short. Who knows? Those prayers may still be answered. What the devil did with the Lord Jesus, he still does. Satan continually tries by temptations to lead us into sin. The Lord can give strength to withstand these temptations.